ladies and gentlemen.
Get up with
Josiah and Ellie.
Hello, good morning, how you doing? Waking up
on Golden Valley's Hit 96.9.
Got the feeling right now, huh? It goes like this.
Good morning, dudes. All right, if you follow us.
Good morning, Ellie.
I don't really know how to break this to the people of the Golden Valley. If you follow us
now?
On, I feel like we do have to do it now. It's like we can't like them any longer.
Feels like a bit of a waste. If you're up early, you're in for a real treat right now.
Yeah, it's an Australian first, guys. This is huge.
This has never been done on Australian radio in the history of radio, ever.
Yesterday, Josiah, you received some news.
I did. Do you want to do the honours or do I do the honours to the Golden Valley
right now? I think it's your news, so you have to tell them.
Oh, I feel like we should be building this up as the show goes along, but I feel like we don't want to cheat the people, so we need to tell them now.
Exactly, exactly.
The last couple of days, I've been whinging a lot about being sick.
Mm-hmm.
Let's build it up some more.
Yeah.
We've been joking a fair bit on air. We had a doctor on who also joked that I have shingles, and all of yesterday's show, we joked that it was going to be, my nickname is Shingle Sharla.
We did.
I got forced to go to the doctor yesterday against my will. But you know what? It's probably a great thing I did because yesterday at lunchtime, I'm no longer Josiah Sharla. I'm officially
Josiah Shingle Sharla. Severe shingles you've been diagnosed with. So you are currently broadcasting from your house in Kyala Lakes while I am here doing everything else.
Thank you for slogging it out. It is official. I don't know why I'm happy that I have shingles.
Because you get to sit back and sleep in and you don't even have a rash yet.
I know. I'm in isolation, Golden Valley, for the next 2 weeks. I have extreme shingles. I'm not allowed near any people. So anyone that's been in contact with me over the last 48 hours, I apologize. And you're not going to be seeing me around for the next 2 weeks. I have to be in isolation for it's that bad.
It's a blessing, really. Blessing for some of us, you know. I mean, I've been stuck in a studio with you for 2 days. And ever since you called me yesterday to say you had shingles, I've been feeling very itchy. So I'm a bit worried. Yeah.
Well, let
I feel
me just
like I'm going to catch it.
We will touch on it throughout the show, but let me clear up a couple of things. If you've had chickenpox before, you can't catch it, which you've had as a kid.
Yeah.
You can't catch it. Well, you're not contagious. So if you and I made out right now, you'd be okay.
Oh, no, we don't have to do that. I believe you. It's fine. All good.
But should we test it on the radio?
No.
I'm so happy to come in there and drive in. I'm 5 minutes
up,
away,
buddy.
Ellie.
You rest right up.
This is The Catch Up with Josiah and Ellie.
Well, what I thought I'd do for you this morning, Josiah, was to help get you through this tough time in your life, I'd put together some shingle jingles for you to, you know, make you feel better and kind of outline, document the journey that you're about to go on through the shingles experience.
So you want to laugh at my diagnosis?
No, I don't want to laugh at all. I'm here to support you.
Just remember, shingles is a serious. I know we're having a laugh and I'm smiling, but at the end of the day, I'm in a lot of pain, guys. Like,
okay. I know. Which is why 6 different artists have written shingle-related songs.
Oh, thank you so much.
And I'm here to sing them for you today. Are you ready?
No, I'm not.
I'm going to tell you the journey that you're going on. Okay, so firstly, Josiah, you went to the doctor yesterday and he said, if you're not quarantined, then like an episode of Oprah, you are going to be spreading shingles around the place.
Shingles for the boys, shingles for the girls. Every time that you're itchy, shingles for the world. Shingles from the heart, shingles when you hurt. Shingles for everyone that you've left behind.
So it's going to be really difficult for you, okay? When you got that diagnosis, you're probably going to spiral a bit, Josiah, into depression. Do you have to have the shingles? It's going to be a tough moment for you, buddy. You're going to be thinking your girlfriend, Mia, she's not going to be able to see you for a while. She hasn't had the chicken pox yet. You're going to be all alone. So you're going to be on the prowl for a new girlfriend and you're going to be like this.
All the shingle ladies, 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 all the shingle ladies. Now put your rash up,
Thank you so much, Beyonce, for writing that song about me.
I know. Who would have thought Beyonce was in your corner too? But time's going to go by, Jay. We're going to finish up with autumn and then winter's going to come and you're probably still going to be pretty shingly. It's going to be tough for you, buddy. I've got shing. shingles in the rain. Just shingles in the rain. What an itchy sore feeling. I'm rashy again. And then, not only is winter going to come, but Christmas is probably going to come too. Shingle bells, shingle bells, shingle all the way. I got plenty more where these come from.
It is come on, guys.
Ride in a rashy red hot sleigh.
Hey! Hey!
Shingle bells, shingle bells, shingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a shingly red hot sleigh. And then finally, Josiah, you're going to get to the end of it all. Your shingles are going to disappear. And finally, you're going to be singing this. Shingles be gone! Now wow. I can breathe for the first time. Shingles be gone!
Yeah, yeah!
Thanks to pills and a cream, I get what I want. Shingles be gone.
I think my shingles just got so much worse.
Have you broken out in the rash yet or what?
I hadn't until the start of that break, but my goodness, some red spots are starting to appear, guys.
Well, do you know what? If you want, I'll make that into a mixtape for you. You can just listen to it. When the pain really hits, you can sit back, relax and have a shingle session, okay?
Can you make a shingle playlist
on
Spotify?
Of course.
Thank you so much, because I'm going to be a lot of time on my own and I need something to get through. So thank you for your support, Ellie, and thank you for your support, Goulburn Valley.
Are we ready?
The catch-up with Josiah and Ellie.
My self-esteem, Josiah, has been rocked to its very core.
In a good way or a bad way?
In a bad way. I don't think your self-esteem can be rocked in a good way, can it?
I could try.
Okay, just checking. Have you noticed on Facebook and Instagram at the moment, there's been a real increase in advertising? I feel like every second post when you're scrolling through Insta is an ad for something. And I've discovered there's a bit of a theme in the things that I'm being targeted with. And that's what I want to talk about this morning. So over the last, I want to say maybe 3 weeks, there's been one thing in particular that is targeting me so much that I cannot go on Facebook without seeing it. I want to read out a few of the brands, right? These were all in the same Facebook news feed. So I scrolled down and I just kept scrolling and scrolling and scrolling. And every maybe fourth post was for this product. There's 5 different companies that sell this product. The Friendly Merchant, Beautiful Glow, Happy Skin, Pure Glow, and Hey Silky Skin.
Oh, my favourite.
You familiar with those brands?
Oh, absolutely. Like I said, all 5, right on the top of my list.
Yeah, okay. Well, all 5 of them sell one product, and apparently the universe wants me to buy this product. Do you know what it is?
I have no idea. I'm guessing by looking at you it's a fake tan or anti-grey hair medication. I don't know. What is it?
Hey, remember how I said my self-esteem's been rocked? You're really helping here, bro. No, this product is a do-it-yourself at-home hair removal kit.
Oh, did Gav say something to you over the weekend?
Well, not that I know of. Apparently, I don't know, like I use this phone for a lot. I use it to take photos. I use it to FaceTime. This phone knows what I look like. So obviously, it and the powers that be at Facebook and Instagram have looked at me and said, that is one hairy chick.
Yeah, Zuckerberg's on the other side of your screen when you're FaceTiming Gav. Zuckerberg's looking in through your FaceTime video, stalking you from wherever his creepy home is over in America. He's gone, ooh, looks like Ellie's growing a bit of a mustache and that chest of hers is getting a little bit hairy. I might send her some sponsored advertising so she can get that stuff off her chest.
Yeah, you know how Facebook was down the other day? It wasn't because of the outage. It was because Zuckerberg was busy researching healthy skin and Pure Glow and the Friendly Merchant and Pure... am I that hairy?
No, I mean, you've got your issues from day to day, but like I said, use the products that Zuckerberg's sending you, and absolutely this morning you look great. I'm guessing you used one of those products.
No.
Have you waxed? What is it?
It's an IPL system, okay? All right? Heaps of celebs use it, apparently, according to all these ads. Heaps of reality Bachelor stars have got one, so apparently I should have one. No, but it got so bad, Josiah. There were so many hints from the universe that for $179.95, I purchased a do-it-yourself at-home hair removal IPL kit.
You caved in?
I caved in. Well, they said, one of the ads said, half price until midnight. Went on, bought it, next day, again, half price until midnight. Well, hold on, midnight's come and gone and it's still half price.
$180 yes. for hair removal? I could do it for free. I've got some tweezers. I'll come over and pluck your chest for you.
No, this is permanent though, bro. This is permanent, okay? 13, 12, 16. Are you being targeted by the internet? Are you a really hairy person? That's a double-barreled question, really, for you.
Is it weird that this has probably happened to me 5 times now? Whenever I go on Instagram, this female clothes brand keeps coming up. And let me know on 13, 12, 16 as well if anyone's seen this.
Mm.
It's a jumper for girls, and on it it says send nudes, but it's spelled it's spelled N-O-O-D-S with a picture of some noodles on it. And I'm like, what have I said in my day-to-day conversation to receive this targeted advertising? It's popped up probably 5 times in the last month.
Yeah, because you say send nudes on a day-to-day basis. So yeah, it's very fitting. Do you
know
what?
Hurry up and send
them. Do you know what? Actually, I've had that pop up in my feed because I hang out with you so much. My phone's overheard you saying that.
Oh, maybe I've been hanging out with you and Gav too much. My goodness.
Tim from Shep, you've given us a call. Has something been targeting you, buddy?
Oh, well, I went snorkeling over the Christmas break. I didn't buy any of the stuff online. It was all a gift. And then so I just went snorkeling, and then that night, all this new snorkel gear came up on my Facebook stuff. Very strange.
It's always true. The way. And let me guess, there was flights to the Great Barrier Reef included as well.
Yeah, Great Barrier Reef, tulips from Cairns. It was a bit of a strange one.
Unbelievable. The phones are listening to us. It's a scary time to be alive. All right, well, enjoy your new hobby. Apparently you're going to be doing it for life now, Tim.
Yes, thank you very much.
I love it when this guy calls through. Mario from Shep, good morning.
Good morning, my friend. How is yous today?
You are the only person I want to hear from today, Mario.
Yeah, Mario, you sound terrible, mate.
Well, that's what shingles does to you. I'm blocked up top and I've got shingles all over my body, but I'm okay. I'm here. I'm broadcasting live from my back garden. Mario, wish you were here.
Shingles are supposed to be for roofs, mate, not for human bodies.
For ruse?
Yeah, my roof shingles, mate.
Well, Josiah has been hanging out with some ruse in his spare time, so that makes sense. Hey, Mario, have you been targeted by any advertising on Facebook or Insta?
Yeah, mate, I get targeted all the time, mate.
Of course you do, because you're rich.
I beg your pardon, did you say I'm rich?
Yeah.
No, mate, I'm ripped, not rich.
So let me guess, you're getting targeted with protein powders, dumbbells, all of that?
Yeah, they want me to, buy their creatine, mate. They want me to buy their pre-workout. They want me to buy their dumbbells, all that sort of stuff, And sometimes I do, but sometimes it can be a little bit annoying.
Whereabouts does it come up, Mario? On Facebook, Instagram, what is it?
Yeah, mate, I get the pop-ups, mate, on the computer. Mate, I get the pamphlets on the window outside the gym in town. I get people coming to my door going, hey, mate, are you massive? You want some protein?
Oh, so you're getting targeted in real life as well as online. Jeez, Mario.
Yeah, mate, when you're at the top, you wear a big target on your back. Yeah?
I do know. I know exactly what you mean. I got approached by a charity worker coming out of Aldi the other day. She obviously knew who I was. She gets it.
Yeah, you got one of those kind of faces early, mate. They would target you all the time.
Oh, thanks, Mario. That's really nice of you.
Oh, take it off here, guys. No. Come on.
Also known as a sucker,
Yeah, that's pretty accurate as well. All righty. Well, thanks for calling in, Mario. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Yeah, Mario, it is your pleasure, okay?
This is The Catch-Up with Josiah and Ellie.
How's this, Ellie? A woman in Queensland. She's won $250,000 off a scratchy after she dreamt about it 2 days before.
What is her name? What is her number? How can I get in touch? And does she accept Bankwest bank details to make a deposit into?
We'll have to ask her, but this is every person's dream, isn't it? When you have a premonition and then it comes true. I reckon I've had 3 dreams about me winning the lotto. None of them have ever happened. So she reckons she had a dream that she won the major jackpot in the scratchy, whatever the whatever the scratchy competition was.
Tournament.
And then she said she doesn't buy scratchies, so she went out and bought some for the tournament. And then,
the world championships of scratching. That's what you've got with your shingles right now. Ew!
Once they start blistering, I'll tell you what, I reckon I could win the scratchy tournament. So then, what happened? They went and bought some, and yeah, lo and behold, 2 days later, they won the major jackpot. $250,000 later, they plan to go on a holiday to Singapore and New Zealand, they say, with the money. How's this, though? The husband, he came out and said when they saw that they won the $250,000, he was like, yeah, that's all right. I might just go and mow the lawns now.
That's like people at the casino who don't celebrate when they win. I never understand, like, oh, I'm on the $10 blackjack table and I put a bet on and I win $20 and I'm like, woohoo! And then someone next to me has just put $1,000 on and won $2,000. They're like, yeah, whatever. I don't understand that.
Well, he says it's because his wife had the dream a few nights before. He was so adamant that her dream was going to come true. When it actually came true, he was like, whatever, I already knew this was going to happen. I'm going to jump in the back garden and start mowing the lawns.
I can't decide whether I'm impressed or mad at him. I think I'm mad.
Why not? Like I said before, I dreamt that I won $50 million. It has never, ever come true. Like, why can't this stuff happen to the normal human being? Why is this in the news? Why is it not you and I?
I know. I've had lottery dreams before that have never come true, but I have had a dream that's come true, and this is hectic. I may have told this on the show before, but back in 2004, around Christmas time, I was having multiple dreams that I was, A, in Thailand, for starters. This one dream I had, I was in Thailand, right? I was in the water and next to me, a massive wave came past and went through and hit a mountain in the background. 2 days later, the Boxing Day tsunami happened.
Hectic.
Yeah.
That is unbelievable.
I know. I had a series of dreams about waves at that time. So I could have saved that population.
Speaking of premonitions, we're kind of living one right now. Yesterday, all day on the show, we were joking about me having shingles and the day before. We were saying, imagine if you had shingles, but it was a kind of a running joke because we were just like, you definitely don't.
Yeah.
Next minute, I'm broadcasting live from my back garden because I'm in isolation for 2 weeks because I have shingles. I think you and I spoke it into being.
Let's go to Katie from Cher. Morning, Katie.
Good morning, guys. Just wanted to say before I said answered the question, Josiah, I hope you're okay.
Thank you for your kind words. I'll be fine. I'm managing in isolation, so thank you very much.
All right. Enough about Josiah's sob story. Have you had a premonition, Katie?
Yes. Really weird. I know you're going to say it's probably because you felt the symptoms, but I had a feeling that I was pregnant before I knew I was pregnant.
What, you like dreamt it?
Yes. Like I had a dream about it. Yeah. And then a few weeks later, I did a test because I was feeling a bit sick and I was pregnant.
Do you know what?
Wow.
This scares me because I've had pregnancy dreams before, like often, and I at this stage I think I'm still not pregnant. I don't know.
Maybe you should do a test, Ellie.
Katie, you've filled me with a lot of fear. How long was the dream before you actually found out?
It was a couple of weeks, okay. maybe like tops, probably a month, and then I did the test at the end of that. So I wasn't feeling sick at the time. Like, I didn't know, like, there was no symptoms or anything like that until a few weeks after the dream.
Katie, can I ask, was it a nightmare or was it a brilliant dream and were you happy with the news? Like, every mother should be, obviously.
No, it was okay. Like, in the dream, it was pretty neutral. Like, I didn't have any... I wasn't scared or anything.
Okay, so there we go. We figured out the difference between you and me because I was petrified in my dream, so we're very different. All right, well, thank you so much for your call, Katie.
Thanks, guys.
All righty, let's go to Lisa from Euroa. Lisa, what do you have a premonition about, my friend?
So when I was in grade 5 or 6 down in Somerville on the Mornington Peninsula, I had a dream that a little boy was going to get hit by a car on the way to school. And I went to school the next morning and there was a police car at the front of our school and an ambulance, and I'd found out through a couple of the parents that, yeah, a little boy had been hit by a car and wasn't thankfully severely injured. But, yeah, it was just bizarre that I had had the dream the night before.
Oh, my God, I've literally got goosebumps from that. That is insane. So it was
did
literally,
you tell anyone yeah, of the dream at all, Lisa? Did you tell them that you thought this might happen?
I actually went to my principal and I said, oh, my gosh, that's so scary. I actually had, you know, this exact dream the night before, and it completely freaked me out.
Oh my goodness. So this happened obviously a long time ago. Have you had anything similar since?
I did probably a couple of years later. I had a bit of a weird feeling and a bit of a dream the night, one night that my mum's car was going to get broken into and or that something was going to get stolen. I just had this really bad fear and struggled to get to sleep, and I woke up 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning and woke up to Mum's car alarm and all four doors were open and the car had been moved forward. And, yeah, it was really freaky.
Lisa, you are a psychic.
Whoa.
Oh, my God, can I ask you, do you reckon Josiah's going to get over his shingles? Can you premonish anytime soon?
I was going to ask, Lisa, did you dream that I had shingles? Why didn't you tell me about it?
Sorry?
Did you dream that I was going to get shingles and why didn't you tell me about it?
No, I'm sorry. I didn't feel that one.
Yeah. No, she only dreams about important stuff, obviously, Jay. All right.
And bad stuff. I need some good things like winning scratchies.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, I feel you, sister. All righty. Well, thanks so much for getting in touch.
No worries. Thank you.
Are we ready?
The catch-up with Josiah and Ellie.
Now, obviously, we're all still reeling from the events that happened in Christchurch last Friday. So we thought we'd get a bit of a feel for what Christchurch itself is feeling right now. And Gabrielle Boyle from Channel 9's The Today Show joins us right now. Morning, Gabby. How are you going?
Good morning, guys. Yeah, I've been better. It's been a pretty tough few days here as a journal, I can tell you that.
And it's just been unbelievable events. We're still all coming to terms with it. How's the vibe in Christchurch?
Oh, look, it's a city of contrast. I mean, you've got some people that are trying to return to work. The city's obviously trying to get everybody back out and about on the streets and back doing their regular thing. But also, you've got a number of streets that are still shut down as crime scenes and a lot of people that are taking time off to attend memorial services and lay flowers here at the major sites. So it's really, as I said, a city of contrast at the moment, a difficult time in Christchurch.
Are people feeling pretty defeated? Because Christchurch has been through a lot in the past with earthquakes and all sorts of natural disasters. Now to be hit with something like this, the people must just be feeling absolutely down in the dumps.
Yeah, look, I think it's absolutely the last thing Christchurch needed. When you drive through the town, it's so many years on from the 2011 earthquake and still you've got patches of land where nothing has been rebuilt. You've got scaffolding over so many buildings and many more buildings that haven't been able to reopen. So it's certainly still a city reeling from that earthquake and now this. I think the one good thing to come out of having previous experiences, emergency authorities knew exactly what they were doing. Their hospital was well versed in treating large amount of trauma patients. And there are cities that are used to rallying. There are cities that are used to backing each other up, offering emotional support, coming together when times are tough. So whilst one person has caused an immeasurable amount of grief, the whole city has come back fighting and punching and preparing for the long battle that is ahead, but a battle that they'll be no doubt fighting together.
You do see that a lot in events like this. You know, the horrible circumstances really bind people together and the support that's been shown for New Zealand around the world in the last week has just been immense. Are they feeling it there? Are they recognising that?
Yeah, I think they are. A lot of people are still really coming to terms with what has happened. I mean, it's a city, but it's a big country town, Christchurch. It's not dissimilar in size to Canberra. So many locals, new people that were killed and injured on Friday. Many more people, know people that have dealt with the aftermath. So I'm talking people working in hospitals. I'm talking administrative staff, police officers, paramedics. To give you an example of that, the first night that we checked into our hotel, the fellow that checked us in, he was quite quiet, didn't really say a great deal. And as he handed the room keys over to me, he said, "I'm sorry, I'm not myself tonight. My best friend was killed today."
Whoa.
So it just gives you some understanding of the breadth of how this has affected the town. There's really not many people that don't know someone either directly or indirectly affected by Friday's events.
Now, Gabby, you've covered some of the biggest stories around the world. You're one of Australia's best journalists. How is this compared to many else? I'm not comparing it, but how does the feeling feel with you being there and how are you going being there throughout this week? Because it must be tough for you as well.
Yeah, I think every story where there is loss of life is difficult, whether it's one person or 50 people. You go in very well aware that the suffering is acute and that the people directly involved, this is the worst moment of their life. But I have to tell you, of all the things I've covered, this one won't leave me anytime soon. Back in my hotel room, there has absolutely been times where I've shed a quiet tear and had a moment to myself and, you know, really taken time to reflect on the extent and the enormity of how many lives have been lost and affected. And I think for me, it's the senselessness. When you go out to natural disasters, if it's an earthquake or if it's a flood or a bushfire, I think there's a sense, how much could have we done to prevent it? But to think that this has been caused by one man, allegedly, that has caused so much unnecessary grief. I think that's what's so confronting as a journalist and as a human here on the ground.
Of course. Well, you're doing a wonderful job, Gabby, and, you know, with sending you all the love from the Goulburn Valley and from Australia on the whole, we're all hearts go out to Christchurch. So please pass that on for us.
Thanks, guys. Thanks very much.
This is The Catch-Up with Josiah and Ellie.
Hey, yesterday on the show, we spoke to our friend Grant, who works here. You can hear him from 9 to 12. And he told us a little story that relates to his mother.
Over the weekend, I was at home and my mum went out for a night out. And she, the next day, she came home and she was like, oh, that James guy from your school keeps trying to talk to me. And I was like, what do you mean talk to you? And she was like, yeah, he saw me at the club and he was like, hey, what are you doing later, blah, 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 and like trying to chat her up. And I was like, he's my age. And she goes, yeah, I know. I'm not getting with him or anything. He just keeps trying to talk to me. So this guy who's like 24 or something is getting with my mum who's 50.
Yeah.
Or trying to anyway.
I mean, firstly, good game to James. Like, good effort for giving it a crack, buddy. Proud of you.
Second of all, Grant still hasn't provided us with a photo of his mother.
That's actually a really great point. Oh, my God, we need to ask for one. Let's put it on our HitGV Instagram and say, hey, want to date Grant's mum?
Oh, great idea. We should do dating, on-air, live dating with Grant's mum.
Yes.
First contestant, Josiah Sharla.
You creep. You've got shingles, buddy. I wouldn't be going near anybody's mum at the moment. Thanks
not,
very much.
I'm not allowed near any. It's like, did you ever get into high school with your mum? Because Raylene Palmer, she's absolutely stunning, your mother.
Okay, well, let's just calm it right down and not get too obsessed with my mum.
Oh, but surely some of the boys from school or something are like, Ellie, you've got a hot mum and... Did instead of Stacey's mum, Ellie's mum has got it going on.
Well, okay, all right, okay, calm down, calm down. Not so much. No, the thing is, my mum's going to listen to this on the podcast and get mad at me, but my mum's a bit older. My mum wasn't a young mum by any stretch, so I feel like the boys weren't that keen because she was a bit too old.
Well, hang on. Well, she must have blossomed in her later years because I've seen her Facebook.
Oh, right.
No, I mean this in a non-creepy way. And your mother, she's beautiful to look at.
Calm down. Okay, let's not get too hot and heavy under the collar. You've already got shingles, bud.
Yeah, I got shingles from looking at your mum.
All right. What about you? Did your mum get with any of the boys?
Well, my mum had me when she was 23. She had all three kids by 27, so I did have quite a young mum.
Yeah.
She also listens. She's probably listening right now. I get the odd comment from the boys, just, oh, your mum. But they were very careful because being a hot-headed Albanian, if anyone said anything the wrong way, they know I'd put them up against the fence.
Oh, you're so tough. You're so tough. You'd bash the boys if they tried to touch your mum.
Because I'm a psycho, bro.
Jess from Shep, you've given us a call. Has this happened to you?
Yeah, a couple of my mates in high school absolutely had a crack.
A couple? More than one has tried to mack on with your mum?
Yeah, it was a little bit disturbing. Like, I mean, I knew my mum was right, but, like, it's not okay for them to have a crack.
The big question is, were any of them successful?
No, neither of them were successful, but they did give it a go.
Well, Jess, is your mum single, first of all?
I mean, she was at the time. She's
fair
anymore.
Game then. Fair game.
What's the age difference between you and your mum?
Oh, she was quite young when she had me. So when we were at high school, she was only 32.
Yeah.
And they were like, yeah, absolutely. We can, like, your mum's good, Jess. Like, why don't you bring your mum tonight? I'm like, no.
Were they hitting on you at the same time?
No. That was the bit that got me even more upset because one of the guys I had an absolutely huge crush on.
Well, I thought that would make you the most popular girl in school, having the hot mum. You're basically Stacey, even though your name's Jess.
No, do you know what? I feel you, Jess, because it's like when boys like my sister over me. I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, I'm the hot sister. I feel you. It's depressing. Not okay. All right. Well, I hope you eventually get the guy you had a crush on and your mum doesn't steal him from you.
Yeah, we don't speak anymore.
Thanks for your call.
Thanks, guys.
I feel like that got really awkward. Like, I kind of want to ask more questions, but I probably shouldn't. Don't hook up with your friends' mums, guys. Just a general announcement.
Unless they're hot.
Yeah. You would.
This is The Catch-Up with Josiah and Ellie.
There's something that's been happening to the astronauts at the International Space Station that are very, very similar to me.
I find it hard to think of you in any of the same. You know how you get the like Venn diagrams where the circles overlap with the things that you're similar with. So, like, you get a Venn diagram of Josiah and a Venn diagram of an astronaut, and I really can't see much overlap.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. Venn diagram is a word I've never used in my life, and I don't even know what it means. So let's roll with that and absolutely believe
Hence
what you're saying.
Hence the lack of overlap.
So they're up in the space station. They're saying, though, so the stress of international travel, the stress of being in space has a lot of effects on your body, as it would, as you can imagine, like launching, you're not on the Earth, like there's a lot of risk factors involved. So they're under a lot of stress.
What are the risk factors? Give me some of the scientific elements that they'd be struggling with up there.
Well, gravity, first of all.
Okay, good job. Good job. Well done.
Gravity. not to mention when they launch, they could die at any time when you're in space, things like that.
Yeah.
But the biggest thing that's the side effect they're having because of this is more than 50% of astronauts, this article has come overnight, which couldn't be more fitting, are being diagnosed with space herpes, aka shingles.
Unbelievable. There you go. We found the overlap. Dudes, you both have herpes.
There's the Venn diagram. What did you call it?
Venn diagram.
So me and the astronauts are under the same level of stress. They get shingles. I get shingles, right? So the reason I've got it is because my body is under the same level of stress as an astronaut in outer space. That's how much I've been going through lately. That's how intense I am, Ellie. I am basically an astronaut on this Earth.
I'm trying to, like, stretch my brain and rack my brain for some kind of correlation. All I can think of is yesterday on the show, you mentioned the word meteor. And we spoke about an Australian space station. That's about all I could think of in common. Maybe that's what brought on your shingles.
Well, I don't know. My body's apparently been under a lot of stress. I don't know why. It's lack of sleep. I'm actually not a stressed person. Like, if anyone knows me, I'm pretty chill. Yeah. So I don't know what has caused the shingles. The only thing I can think of is some sort of outer space being that's come to my back garden here in Kyala and put me under the same stress as them.
Now, well, can I ask, like, okay, if you could pinpoint one thing that stressed you out in the last couple of weeks, what would it be?
Working alongside you from 6 to 9 every single morning. That's enough to give anyone shingles.
Do you know what? That is exactly the same as the threat of gravitational pull and immediate explosion and plundering to your death in the depths of the universe. So,
Elliot, I'm surprised you don't have shingles.
You and me both, brother. You and me both.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch-Up with Josiah and Ellie.
You think your morning's gotten off to a bad start, Josiah? You're just sitting at home in bed broadcasting live while I'm here pushing all the buttons and doing all the work.
I just actually made myself a cup of tea. Morgan, my roommate's just woken up. Hey, Morgs, another coffee, please.
Yeah,
busy morning for me.
Yeah, it must be. Well, your morning, shingles or no shingles, is a lot better than mine went because last night I was lying in bed. Firstly, struggled to fall asleep for ages last night, practically a full moon. My theories about full moons. And then something happened to me that's been happening the last couple of nights, right? I've recently got some new neighbours, and last night they did something that woke me up, and I thought, for the first time ever, I'm going to make a little Instagram story about what's happening. And I didn't end up posting it because I fell asleep again before I posted it, but this is basically how it went down.
I don't think I've ever done a mid-sleep Insta story before. My new next door neighbours have got a ping pong table and they've been having a ping pong tournament for the last hour. I can't.
That was at 11:30 on a Tuesday night.
What are they having a ping pong? Hang on. Is this a bit of karma for you? Because we know you love beer pong.
I do love beer pong, but not on a Tuesday night. And this sounded like a legit, like, ping pong tournament. There was no beer involved by the sounds of it. But they were like, all I heard all night was, titty, 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 titty. And then one of them would be like, oh, you could hear in the background of that, them being like, oh.
Yeah, noise on the background was huge. Yeah. How many guys were, are they like uni students or are they older?
Do you know, have you met them? I'm pretty sure they're a young couple. I think they only moved in over the weekend. So, but they did wake me up last night with just their talking. The night before, and then last night was the ping pong, because my room backs directly onto their house. I don't know what to do. Like, I need my sleep. And that's two nights in a row being woken up at midnight.
You do live near Olympic Avenue in Shep, so I reckon they might be doing something else.
No, they seem like... and if they're listening this morning, I'm sorry. I'm sure you're lovely people. But I wake up at 4 a.m. I need my sleep. I don't need a ping pong tournament going on right next to me.
What's weirder, Ellie, is your neighbours keeping you up playing ping pong all night, or my neighbours who I'm keeping up. Sorry if you can hear me, because I'm broadcasting live and I've woken them up because I'm doing a live radio show from my back garden. I don't know what's worse.
That's a good point. I feel like just in future, Goulburn Valley, don't live next door to a radio announcer. We're either going to annoy you or you're going to annoy us. It's not going to be a platonic relationship.
This is The Catch Up with Josiah and Ellie.
Right now... It is time to play Turn It Around, where I really get to just throw aside this innocent, lovely, sweet persona that I have most days on the radio.
I love that you say you throw it aside. Unfortunately, Goulburn Valley, you're not throwing anything aside. You're just showing people who you really are. You're not faking it any longer. We get to see the real Ellie. What your boyfriend Gab gets to see, what your family get to see, and what I get to see when the microphones are off.
Nah, I don't know what you're talking about. This is all for the radio. But basically, the aim of the game is for you to give me a statement and I can turn any statement into some kind of an attack on me and turn it back on you.
All right, you ready for this?
Yeah, of course, mate.
Good morning, Ellie. First one is, do you have shingles as well by any chance?
Okay. All right. Are you saying that I'm a bit emotional and tired and aggro this morning because I'm obviously in pain? Because what else could cause me to be this way? It's not just that there's something else going on in my life. It's that I've apparently got an infectious disease. How did I get the infectious disease? Are you saying that I've got herpes because I've been, I don't know, just been around the Goulburn Valley? Is that what you're saying, Josiah?
Don't know what to say back to that.
I was highly strung this morning. I told you it's going to be really easy for me.
That felt way too real. Ellie, I was just looking at you through our FaceTime that we got going on because I am broadcasting live from my back garden. Yeah. Isolation, hashtag shingles. Your hair's looking very blonde today.
Oh, okay. I'm just going to play this sting before I even do it. Are you saying that my hair's blonde or are you saying that my hair's grey? Because we all know that I'm a little bit self-conscious that I've got a couple of grey hairs at the age of 27. And you're obviously saying that my hair's looking grey rather than blonde. What is going on with you, buddy?
That isn't turning around. That's just spot on the money.
I actually did find heaps more grey hairs the other day, so it's a bit scary. It's too close
to Ellie,
home.
I heard you really like beer pong.
Okay. What? You think I'm an alcoholic, obviously. You think I need beer in the form of pong to get through the day. Is that what you're saying, Josiah? Because I tell you what, working with you, it's absolutely correct.
I think I need to take a few deep breaths and go for a walk around the back garden.
Some of us don't have that luxury, Josiah. Some of us are stuck here in the studio trying to make it get crust.
Whoa, that wasn't a turn it around statement. I'm just going to go.
So am I.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch Up with Josiah and Ellie.